Join ESPN 102.5 The Game today from 11 to noon at T-Mobile in Brentwood, 1701 Mallory Lane, as we celebrate the kickoff of the Nashville SC season. There will be free lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can register to win tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game. Also, the Nashville SC and T-Mobile merch trucks will be on site. This is brought to you by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner, of Nashville SC. And the official absolute legend of this show is, of course, Terry Crispy Crisp. We've got Terry on the guest line. Terry, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm good. Considering all in all, I got my coffee and sun's up and a new day. And get ready to go again, like we said, we've been doing all year. And listen to you and my good buddy Marcus Aurelius Augustus Caesar. He's on the line today, so and I'm listening to him. I'm so proud that he absorbed and learned all that I taught him the time that we were together on the desk. So, Marcus, you're doing okay, buddy. Keep it going. I'm doing great.
Thanks, Crispy.
How's Jack doing before we start? Say hello for
him. I'm trying to get his butt up into school. So yeah,
nothing changes, mate.
Well, Chris. Well, you know what? I got to bring you in on this, Crispy, because. You know, we've kind of gone down the, I don't know, what do we call it, the chili rabbit hole? The chili rabbit hole this week on Skyline Chili. So Mark and his son love it. I love it. Elijah hasn't tried it. How about you? Skyline Chili.
No, I haven't, by the way. No.
Oh.
Where would you find Skyline Chili?
Well, that's in Cincinnati, where Robbie Stanley and Ryan Porth are on a rampage this weekend. So I think, I don't know, I'm feeling like maybe some kind of a field trip, maybe in the offing the future, because it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're in Cincinnati doing Skyline Chili, you just use the word rampant, I'll bet you the other part will be to the nearest toilet.
That's fair. It's
okay. Never mind. Little knowledge is, you know, is all we need. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, they're young guys, so they may be able to handle it. But yeah, we've got to pick our spots a little bit more. So Crispy, last night's game. I don't know how to transition to hockey from that, but last night's game. Your takeaways from that. Would you say at this point? I mean, obviously, you know, we know Mrazek, he just is amazing against the Preds every time he sees him. But is this a bad matchup for this team, Carolina?
You know what? Carolina's a bad matchup for any team. I mean, we've been watching the three big ones, Carolina and Florida and Tampa. And, of course, they've been the leaders all year long. We expect them once they took off and started running. And I didn't think that – I knew Carolina would be tough, but I didn't think we realized that they were going to be this good. And when we see the team, what they've done this year to us, we've met them four times. There was no thing. But their coach, Rod Grindamore, you hear Chris Mason say this frequently, that he is probably the best top-conditioned athlete they have around on their team, their coach. But he coaches that way. And they're a tough, they're skilled. They've got goaltending. And they certainly have got that they'll come at you in waves. And they were, last night, the physicality of that game probably caught me a little off guard, because the other games we played, there had been the odd hit here and there, and either rider had taken Saros out behind the net, you know, one hit, et cetera. But other than that, nothing. But last night really opened my eyes as to how good this Carolina team is. And our guys played tough. The first period, we were going with them toe-to-toe. They got that goal in the last minute and a half of the period, we went to sleep on it. And then they just turned it up from there. And our guys gave, you know, mostly everything they had to throw at them. And Mrazek took it, turned it aside, and went. So, yeah, I'm not happy that we didn't get any points out of it, but considering who we played against, okay, time to button up and get ready and get better the next game. It's coming right around the bend tomorrow.
We're speaking, of course, to Predators analyst Terry Crisp. And Crispy, I thought the fourth line with Pitlick, Cousins, and Janot might have been their best line last night. And you know the importance of a good fourth line. You know, they don't always get the same amount of ice time as the other combinations. But again, last night they went out there and I thought were difference makers.
Yeah, and you know what? The depth, that's what's been coming true for us. Like, the guns are starting to speak a little bit. We have got them all back yet, obviously. our depth for guys that we call depth are really starting to come along. If you throw Trennan in there, Olivier before he got injured, and as you mentioned, Janot has jumped on the scene and taken him. Yeah, a young Pitlick, he's got speed. He's a tenacious. He's a sort of like a Grimaldi and an Arvey out there. And Cousins is getting better every time out. He's starting to become a leader on the team. Those are the guys that are stepping up and starting to make it happen. And that's what we need. I like the energy. I just love the energy of these new guys and the guys that are getting a chance at it are bringing to our team now. And it seems that it's uplifted everybody that's been here, the guys who were here before, the veterans and whatnot. And then, of course, Yossi. I mean, Captain Yossi is hitting stride. I mean, he's leading unbelievable what he's doing. And I'm going to be honest, too. We've had tremendous goaltending. We had Rene and Saros, and the stretch run have been unbelievable. So we know what a good goalie can do this. We've seen Vasilevskiy do it to us last night in Brazic. But having said all that, this is all good. It's all whatever you want, shadows. We have to win. We have to find a way to win because we know Chicago is right on our tail. They're chasing us. And Dallas is not going to go away. So, and, you know, we always say, well, it's time for scoreboard watching. Well, we don't want to be watching the scoreboard. We want them to be watching the scoreboard to see if they can catch us.
Arvidsson's always been one of your favorite players, and he has really bounced back in a big way. What have you seen, you know, in terms of his play picking up, and what's been the key to it in your mind?
You know what? Coach Hines has said this all along. We all know he's one of our hardest workers, but he was snake bit. And he could have had, the first of this year, 12 goals, easy, post, wide open nets, missing, driving. And I think the coach, and I always used to have a saying, I said, if his hands ever catch up to his feet, he's going to get a lot of goals because he'd be flying around that, through around it. And the coach says, you know what, he's now starting to sort of slow down with the puck, not knowing he has a little more time to make the play rather than hurry the shot and put it wide or put it high. He's sort of settled into the routine where he knows he's capable, he knows he has the talent and the confidence in himself now. When I get around that net, like the breakaway the other night, I mean, he didn't rush it. He came in, looked for his spot, and go put it in. That's what I see from RV now. He's always had the hustle, always been tenacious. Both him and Grimaldi are sort of the same. And now RV's playing that he's being counted on. And it's nice to hear your name in the press and in the news and the TV and that when they say, yes, and they're counting on RV tonight to have a big game for us. That picks you up, too, and that's happening for a couple of our guys.
Talking to Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp. Crispy, last thing for you here. As a coach, I love to get these as a coach questions. Put you in the spot. You know that seat well. There are guys coming back at some point, although David Poile didn't make it sound great. He said for sure this week none of these injured players are coming back. But when they do come back, you're in the middle of this stretch. This team has played so well collectively. Is it simple? Like, look, the guys, you know, you can't lose your job because of injury. You're in there. Is it difficult? And is it a quicker hook if the collective, you know, energy and desperation falls off at all when you add some of that skill back into the lineup?
You know what? That's a good question. And as a coach, that's one of the things you fear the most. And we've talked to Coach Hines about this numerous times, and he says, you know, it's something we go over and over. You see, we've always said that when Forsberg's healthy, he's going to come back and play and Duchesne and Joey and just go on down the line for that. But he says, we have a chat with them before because the way our team's playing right now and the way this team has gelled and they've all come together as one and they're playing, he said, we make it known to the guys. And the coach is saying that we have one-on-ones with them that if you come back in, we're taking somebody out that's been doing the job. And if that's the case, you better do the job better than him. And you better be the one that takes that place and ups our game and ups our talent and ups our level, whatever it takes. And I like that. Coach Hines is very upfront about things that he talks about like that. And of course you want your guys back and healthy and running. But of course, at the same time, you want to keep winning. And Marcus, you used to say all the time, if it ain't broke, fix it. Because that's the way it is.
Absolutely. And Preds analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest. Crispy, thank you so much. Enjoy the coffee. Maybe, you know, go light on the chili, buddy.
Okay. I'm just going to just scoot away now and have a coffee.
Terry Crisp. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. And when we get come back on Rodney Rex Show, Mark and I will continue the discussion of the Nashville Predators.